ప్రభుదానంద సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ ఈ రాధాశుద్ధి నిధి
సాధు మహారాజ్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ ద క్లాస్ ఓకే
So Maharaj, he was saying that he found some verse when he was reading, he came across, and he was saying that Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur says that until unless you are not free from, no, like you are not frustrated from artha, dharma, kama, moksha, you cannot be serious in your bhajan. So Maharaj, what context is he, Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur, speaking here? Why is he?
Well, I have to see the verse. I don't want to comment on what Prabhupada Saraswati has said without actually seeing it. I mean, I'm hearing you're repeating what you heard from some other sadhu, a saintly person, and that's good. But you're asking me, in terms of the principle of what you're speaking about, I can comment on that. But I can't comment and say, Prabhupada Saraswati means this or that, or he's just based. It's pretty obvious. I mean, it's not a much of a the question. Is you're saying that someone said that Das Goswami, I mean, Prabhupada Saraswati is saying that unless you're free from Dharma Kamoksh, is that what you're saying?
You're frustrated.
It means you're not interested.
Yes.
Dharma Kamoksh. Well, that's Bhakti Bhajan. That's the whole Gaudiya Siddhanta. That's the Gaudiya Siddhanta. Nadanana janana sundaram kavitam vaja gadisha kami. I mean, that means dharmart kam moksh. That you just take that one shloka, Shikshastakam. Nadanana janana sundaram kavitam vaja gadisha kami. Mama janmani janmani shre bhavatad bhaktir haitu hitu. Because dhanam janam, you know, you do dharma to get kam. You do dharma to get art. With art you do kam. So he says, Nadanam. So from my dharma, I don't want money. And when you get wealth, then you get woman if you're a man, or vice versa. So he says, I don't want wealth. I don't want anything that wealth brings. Wealth brings prestige. And I don't want moksha. This is a basic teaching of Lord Chaitanya, Nadanana Janana Sundaram. And so that's when bhajan begins. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's his idea, his bhavana. I don't see it in other Goswami Granthas. But he's saying in Bhajan Rahasyam, you know, we gave class on that. Different verses, he's saying that this Shikshastakam verse of what do you say, Nadanana Janana Sundaram, that represents a stage of bhakti known as Ruchi. Right? So this is Ruchi, where one has such a taste. And Nishta is Trinanapi Sunichena. And it goes a progression. And then this Ayinanda Tanashakinkaram, that represents Asakti. Because you're Asakti means attachment. So Ayinanda Tanashakinkaram Patitam Bam Vishameva Bam Vado Kripya Tava Parakankaja. Tava para pankaja stita duli sadrisham. So tava para pankaja, your lotus feet, stita, I want to be fixed, stita duli, brajaduli, as a particle of dust, sadrisham, for all time. And I want to always be sadrisham. I want to be seen there, drisha, forever. Sat, om tat sat, eternally. Idrisham, so. This is this represents a sakti. So this is a positive thing, that unless you are free from these, this is the whole idea of the Shikshastakam. That really bhakti begins with ruchi, when there's some taste, bhakti ruchi, nam ruchi, of some level, and seva ruchi. And that's, I don't know exactly the verse, but it's quoted, I heard that it comes from Chaitanya Bhagavat, but I can't cite. At least this concept you hear, that Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Doya, Vaishnav Seva, Nam Ruchi, as everyone must have heard these three things together. So this is Jiva Doya, being compassionate and kind to other living entities. Jiva, doesn't say Manush. a Purusha or Striya or Admi Striya, it says Jiva, Jiva Doya. Be merciful to other living entities. You see the Brijvasis, they're so merciful. The monkey rips up their shirt from the line and they feed the chapati at dinner time. At noontime, he rips up the shirt. Then at 8 o'clock, he comes out for dinner. Okay, here's your chapati. They flip it up to the roof, he gets his chapati. Jiva Doya. And he's not doing Doya to them, he's ruining their clothes. And then, or they're feeding the turtles with little wheat balls. That's Jiva Doya. They feed the birds. They go to the tea stalls and buy namkeen and throw it on the ground, the road, because the birds like namkeen. Brijvasi birds. Misty and Namki. Just like the Brahmins. They go wild. They just eat this little, so fast, and they sing like anything. They feed the dogs. Sometimes they feed chapatis. That's like that. And the cow, they feed the cows. As soon as they make roll the first chapati, you give it to the cow. Gopal and the cow, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hataya Shah, Jagadataya Krishna, Govindaya Namana. They live it, they realize it, they believe it. Dharmart Kamoksh. Nadaram Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamaye. Mama Janmani Janmani Shri Bhavatad Bhakti Ahoituki Twi. Ahoituki, that's Radharani, Ahoituki. Ahoituki man, Ahoituki. Man with a cause and man without a cause. This is the highest thing. Ahoituki bhakti goes to man prem of manini rata. We say causeless without any, was it ahoituki? Ahoituki means no cause, no benefit. Causeless, unmotivated, causeless, pure devotional service.